This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 15. The Convicting Spirit. Our reading comes from John chapter 16. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. The Holy Spirit speaks to the human conscience and convicts us of sin, wrong life decisions, and potential dangers. I'm a collector of tournament golf balls and varieties of hosta plants. Recently, I've been convicted that these hobbies can take away from more important pursuits like caring for people and practicing social justice. Even though our hosta collection reminds me of the Garden of Eden, and even if golf is a great game filled with aesthetic beauty, these things can become distractions, and anything that distracts us from serving God faithfully can become an idol. The Holy Spirit can also work through us to convict the world of righteousness and judgment. In fact, this should happen through the church. The way we live should be so pure, reflecting the righteousness of Christ, and our truth-telling should be so pointed that the culture around us will be called to account. Lies, cheating, and corruption will be exposed by the pursuit of truth and integrity. Systemic racism will be exposed by the teaching that all people are created in God's image and equally valued by God. Our culture's flippancy about the value of life and the unborn will be judged. Forgiveness, reconciliation, and cooperation will convict people of the false values of competing against each other for superiority and getting ahead rather than serving others in Jesus' name. Pray with me. Spirit, convict us of the changes needed in our lives and guide us to live with Christ's righteousness, that the evils in the world will be exposed. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.